Go Loud. Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hot Box Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hot Box Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
What?
Did a hot box on a session last week. I'm still thinking about it. The heat just hits you different.
Yeah. That proper finished blast followed by the cold plunge. I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal vibe as well. Lakeside, see your proper escape.
I went in wrecked and I came out a new man. I was floating. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up or sweat out the fear from the night before.
Yeah, they haven't nailed. I was at the one in Mead, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one did you go to?
At the Dublin one, of course. If you fancy giving her a go, hit them up at thehotboxsauna.ie or check them out on Instagram at thehotboxsauna.
And here's a bonus. Use the code TALKINGBOLLOCKS10 for 10% off your session. You'll thank us later.
So, before we get started, get on, get your tickets July 11th, Friday night, Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, our biggest ever show to date. Get on, get your tickets. There's no such thing as a bad seat in the Bord Gáis. And if you're listening to this and you haven't already, sign up to TBX and get over there, send us your voice messages. Send us anything you want there. The bar gets lower there for what gets left in. I won't get to Bristick and all of that one. It's fucking great. So yeah, sign up to TBX and yeah, we'll jump into this one on. So there's a rumour going around that there's a rematch on TBX of me and you.
The quiz?
Yeah. Is this true?
I've heard a certain quizmaster is disappointed with their performance.
Well, listen, back to me performance. Yeah, I wasn't up to scratch.
You weren't, you were.
So I might spend the right couple of days trying to be stern.
Yeah.
You know, looking in the mirror and all going, if he says this, say this. You know, like that. Tell him to shut up. Do you get me?
Tennis has a checkered flag in where he's holding her up now when someone says something. That's offside.
Yeah. I'm going to be very, very serious in that quiz. Anyways, lads, what's the crack?
Did you hear the apology we had to give to Leitrim last week on?
Owen, did you hear that?
Owen was away last week, so welcome back, Owen, by the way.
Thank you very much.
And did you listen to our episodes?
I didn't.
Is that out of, like, vengeance that we had a new producer?
Vengeance? Oh, this is the TBX one. I thought it was very good.
Oh, did you?
I thought Ed was probably too nice to you, but yeah.
Ed's a legend. I've
a lot of time. There's going to be a little bit of critiquing going on, Owen.
Ed's, I'm a big fan of Ed too, and you did a very good episode, but... You
know. We get carried away.
I think he was... He was being a bit pally with you, was he?
We massaged his ego, we did, yeah.
He hung me out to dry. He said that...
Oh, that was very good, yeah.
The first time he met me?
Yeah. A humble young fella like yourself.
I don't remember that. Yeah. I didn't know whether to believe. But there was a lot of fake stories in that TBX episode.
I believe him. Oh, you paying off the guards?
I was paying off the guard. Well. I was asking people for a shot of their roll.
A shot your roll?
A bite of their roll.
Let us hold our roll for a minute.
Yeah. And I was ignoring it.
I believed them all.
Yeah.
EJ Beyond.
Right, so this is Talking More Bollocks anyways. Owen Brennan's back.
It's good to have you back, Owen.
Thanks.
And I'd have you overhead 7 days a week and twice on a Sunday.
I disagree with everything that Terrence just said there. But yeah, go ahead anyways. Yeah, how's it getting on?
And I like it. So just know where I hold you, Owen. Like, you are... Like, if you rang me, I'd give someone a sly dig for you. Do you get me?
You say that as if you'd be stepping outside your comfort zone.
Doing your favour. Yeah.
Like, I go around handing out slow digs every day, y'all.
Yeah.
No, look, you don't go around handing out slow digs anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the postman coming up and going, I deliver a letter for you. For me. Thanks.
Yeah. Anyways, have you any questions?
I'm sure we do. Shane says he starts his email. With we owe Terrence an apology.
Fucking go. You're a Shane, just now you're right up there with Owen already.
He continues. Hi Owen, bad news coming at you here.
Delighted. Yeah. He's fact checking you.
Yeah.
He's trying to prepare you though. He's letting you know. Like, be ready.
Fact checking the fact checker.
You're getting caught in the crossfire here too.
Ah, me bollocks.
Hey, bully, what do you say? Fuck me.
Owen, do you know what I don't like? Do you know what I don't like? you reading ahead. I'd rather you just read that out and be like, so Shane says he went to the airport and got caught with a gun. You know, something like that. Don't read ahead. Let us see your expression.
Just let me do my job. Shane says, I only recently started listening to the podcast and I've spent the last 4 months catching up.
Legend.
Now on episode 197 with Claire Walsh.
Yeah, Jesus, he is caught up. That's January.
If you're including bonuses there, that's...
That's serious listening.
That's more than one a day.
Ah, yeah.
We all laughed.
Who's we?
Shane includes himself there.
Who the fuck is we?
We all laughed at Terence in the early episodes when he said he almost drowned from holding his breath in the shower while washing his face.
Yeah. Oh my God, boys. Yeah.
Well, Claire informs us that this is a natural response when we get cold water on our faces because of the trigeminal nerve.
Oh my God, Shane.
This means Terence was right. Not us.
I swear to God, I don't get enough credit on this podcast. Do you know what I'm like? That octopus fella. Didn't he predict the future?
Paul the Octopus?
Yeah.
That octopus fella.
What did he do? He pulled out a 50-50 chance. He got a few of them right. Everyone was saying he's a genius.
He got eight right. I only watched a documentary on octopuses the other day. It's on Amazon Prime. Very good. Very interesting.
If you're sick of me talking about crows, don't get me started about octopuses.
Yeah, very good. Did you watch it?
Yeah, there was the one about when your man makes friends with the octopus.
No, it's just literally like they follow this octopus. It's like, here's this octopus, and it's like giving the background. And then, you know, Tracy Morgan, the comedian, he had an octopus. He has like an aquarium.
Oh, yeah?
He's a big aquarium in his gaff, and he got rid of the octopuses because it was making him sad at how intelligent they are. He shouldn't have them in captivity.
Yeah.
Octopuses had to go.
And they have emotions.
Yeah, they're very intelligent. Very, very intelligent. Have you ever seen them camouflaging themselves?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me.
You ever see that, Terry?
No.
Don't look that unimpressed.
I'm not impressed, bro, because I'm watching following octopuses around. Come on.
Is octopuses or octopi?
Octopi.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Boy, come on, what's Shane's name, bro?
Yeah, actually, how do we even get here? How are we talking about octopuses? Octopuses. Terence was talking about getting waterboarded a minute ago.
Oh, I said it would be like that. Octopus will predict the future.
Yeah. Sorry, that's actually very hard to do.
What?
For how many? 50, I think it was
50.
Yeah, but 10 times in a row.
Because you can just go in and do the roulette and pick red or black.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not 50-50 every time. So let's say you flip a coin and you call it now. The chances in you calling it a second time are not 50-50. It changes.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, do you know what I'm trying to say here?
Nope.
Alright, doesn't matter. Anyways, what was Shane saying?
No, I do know what you're saying, but I just didn't want to talk about that anymore.
You can't do that. That's not how the podcast works.
Putting a ban mid-conversation and stuff.
I'm considering a caterpillar ban, by the way.
Yeah, not though. Don't be lying.
I'd give you a copious amount of money. More than you think.
Don't be lying.
I gave you €24 to be the Lord. I'd double that.
It's not worth €48. The content alone.
This fella at Darren Conway's wedding, after the ceremony, while we're kind of waiting around for the next part, standing outside, he says to me, I gave you €124 and I'm still not the Lord of El Salvador.
Guatemala,
sorry. I'm still not the Lord of Guatemala. And I was like, Terry.
You looked at me then, though, is with a straight face and said, that's the first time them words have ever been spoken in the history of this, in the history of the world.
In that order, I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, do you know what? It's up. I wonder how many times we've said something wrong that's never been said.
What?
Does that make sense?
No. Like sentences in general?
Yeah, sentence.
An original sentence.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Is there a way to look that up or something?
Like someone saying...
No.
Someone saying, like, I was really sad when Margaret Thatcher died. That was never being said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone would have said it.
I doubt it. I highly doubt that's ever been uttered.
Yeah.
It's hard to disagree.
And anyways, what the fuck was Shane saying?
That was it. He was just saying Terry was right. Then he has a question for you, Calvin. He said, would you rather be able to do a wheelie or have a brand new pair of custom Nike runners given to you every day? Terry, actually, another follow on here from Shane. Would you prefer to be able to do a wheelie or unlimited John Player Blue?
It's hard.
I think you could have put Arden against the wheelie and take the wheelie.
Yeah, that's what it's hard.
Reputation's on the floor, do you? Can't float a bike.
Yeah, it's bad.
I can imagine me coming down the Malahide Road, from the top of the Malahide Road down to Fairview on a wheelie.
If anyone did that, I'd be impressed.
Ever see any time I'm ever cycling a bike, you always see someone saying, float it. And look, I actually can't. So and you're cycling your wheels.
I'm cycling the walk here. Will you stop? Will you at the age of me and all? Wheelies.
No hander and all. Just do something else.
Yeah. But you have to downplay and be like, childish that is. I'm like, I wish I could do a fucking wheelie.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen people do a whole lot of Sean McDermott Street on a wheelie. You know what I mean? And I don't think any amount of runners has worked it.
Yeah, or smokes.
Honestly, I reckon the only reason you haven't seen anyone do it down the Malahide Road is because no one's taught it down here. So, yeah, someone float a bike down the Malahide Road and send us a video. Rub my nose into it. So, yeah, I'd pick the wheelie.
Okay.
Do long pauses not make you uncomfortable, though?
I think it depends on the context.
Like, you did a long pause there and I got uncomfortable.
It wasn't that long. I can see exactly how long it was here.
Oh, here we go. He's going back to VA. Fact checking
the gap, though.
It's 1.5 seconds.
It wasn't 1.5.
Calm down over there, will you?
It wasn't 1.5, you liar.
Come here, V thinks 1.5 seconds is a long time. Jesus Christ. We're getting out of hand. You went on holidays all refreshed.
Oh, yeah.
Loose on.
Yeah.
Now you're letting us away with murder on this podcast now.
Just a little more.
Right, let's go. Any more questions?
Yeah. McGinty.
McGinty. I miss him, bro.
What a guy.
What am I saying? I miss him for his hair every week.
What a guy.
If you had to live a Groundhog Day over and over again, like the movie. No.
No.
Okay. For the rest of your life, but not.
Owen just looked at Terrence, raised his eyebrows, waited for the approval that he knows what he's talking about, and Terrence just went, no. Owen just went, okay, I moved on with the question.
So you have to live a Groundhog Day for the rest of your life, but you have to pick a day from the last year. What day would you pick and what does it consist of? That's a good question, mate.
Fucking great question.
It makes no sense.
How does McGinty keep raising the bar?
He's the guy, isn't he, boys? He's number one, boys. He's number one.
Well, out there. Like, not even close seconds. He's out there.
Yeah.
It's McGinty and everyone else.
Do you want to explain Groundhog Day to him?
Groundhog Day. It's about...
The Purge.
No.
Close?
Will you let me explain?
Yeah, go on. I was hoping I'd say that and he'd go, yeah!
No.
He put his head on the mic.
Yeah. It's about a news reporter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day is when the groundhogs come out from hibernation.
Yeah.
Means winter is over. Yeah. And he's going to report on that. But every day he wakes up, it's the same day. So he gets up, he leaves his gaff. He sees the same people, same cars, same people walking in nail shops. I think there's one of them, isn't that like a Brinks being moved and like a fella drops a bag of money. And the exact same patterns are happening every single day. Goes to bed that night, wakes up, it happens all over again. So it's Groundhog Day, all over again.
What? And what's the point of that?
He just lives the same day.
And he starts messing around with it then. Like when he drops a bag of money, he takes it one day to see what would happen. And then he wakes up next morning, nothing happens, same again. Shit, that's it. It's the same day on
repeat. So you just live the same day every day.
Same day on repeat. Watch the film.
So you have to pick a good
one day.
Day
in the last 365 to live again.
Yeah.
Do you know last week, 1 year ago, I got sick on the side of the mountain from altitude sickness. So it's not that. So there's 364.
Did you get altitude sickness? I didn't know that.
Yeah. The Chels win the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to know my day from the last year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's easy for you, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. Right, we got it. Fucking.
You brought it up, Calvin, not me.
Harry Wood or whatever his fucking name is.
Harry Wood, yeah.
Driving a bleeding Ford Fiesta as well, the age of him.
Shelburne and find the goal.
Can we wait until Liverpool lift the league on?
Nope.
No, because it was in the last year.
Yeah.
How about that?
Can I go a week or two in the future and then come back to it?
Nope.
Okay. In the last year?
Mid-May 24 till now.
I haven't known anything exciting.
The day before we got the email about the Caterpillar.
I'm going to give it that.
You should go way more often.
That's the exact day I'm taking. My life changed forever after that. Anonymous email. Changed forever. Owen, you'll never figure out how bad it is.
Not anonymous to me.
Who was it?
I can't tell you.
I'll give you a 50.
They're going to be at the live show.
Liar. You said you were going to be at the last one.
They were.
Oh, live show, July 11th.
I didn't say you'd get to meet them.
It's a member of staff. I know this. It's Dagan Cleary.
What member of... He might have seen you in the dump.
Could have, but I don't think he'd be in the flats. We'd have believed and robbed him.
Like physically took him. He's that small. He would have picked him up. Come here, you. You'll come in the second tower.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been safe down there. Little Darden coming in. Come here. Give me them runners, you. I know I'd have took them. The day before the email and going, oh, I think that's a great show.
You?
No, no. So I was going to say, oh, the day we got the gap, but that's very stressful. A lot running around. You don't want to be doing that every day.
Yeah.
But did you not have a moment when you did it?
Yeah, but you're going to live through the whole day to get the moment.
He said that. Like he was pissed off with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, but would you live through the whole 24 hours to get that like 10 minutes and you're like, I have to fucking, you know what I mean?
I don't know, I was going to say like, but it was too far back, I didn't realise any year, but I was going to say when the live show was, the first night in the stadium, but it was too long ago anyways to pick, but that whole day was stressful to get to that fucking 2 hours though.
Was I was going to say you can pick a 24 hour period.
So in your life?
A certain point.
In your life?
No, in the last year, but say a day. So you could start the stadium day at 10 to 8 if you want.
We have to lift the 10 to 8 then the next day.
It started at like 8:03 because you get comfortable about 2-3 minutes in. So it started at 8:03. But the next day after the show, I wouldn't take that there. The next day after the show is the worst day ever. Do you know that?
It's to come now.
There's a bit of buzz. That morning you wake up, you're still looking at clips and pictures and you're like, oh my God, that was a great little night. And then you get to about 10 or 11 in the morning, you're like, oh, what do I do with myself?
You have an issue with me cracking my knuckles and all, don't you? I hope that's on the mic.
That's his neck that you just heard there.
Did that come up on the mic?
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
I'm cracking, yeah. Do you want to hear me thumb? I can't do my hands on anything on them there. That's why I thought about it.
I'm only at the end of mine as well, so they're gone.
Yeah, so there we are. Yeah.
But I can't crack that one anymore.
I'm cracking you back. Do you want to hear me back cracking?
It's great to see that we've moved from spelling bees and quizzes to cracking knuckles and necks.
Yeah. And
is there no ceiling? No. For the creativity.
Do you know what's a myth? It's a myth that you get arthritis from doing that.
I'll tell you the scientific fact.
Go on.
It releases the gas in between the knuckle.
Yeah. Now, how about that?
There you go, man. Wait until you see me and Carl.
I can't even hold a mic on the show.
Two claws.
Earpiece.
Yeah.
Do you know an octopus has 3 hearts?
Yeah.
Oh, and 7 brains and all.
Well, technically 9 brains.
They're not that smart, daddy.
Each tentacle technically is a brain. And they have the main brain. And they have more receptors on each. What's the suction cups? Would you call them the suction cups? On each one of those than a dog has in its nose.
They're not smarter than us though.
Who knows?
Well, we catch them and eat them, no?
Yeah, that just means we're bigger than them.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's soyuz.
Yeah. Like, are we smarter than lions?
Yeah.
But they can catch us and kill us.
Yeah, but we can catch them and kill them.
Here we go. So who's smarter?
Us.
Why? But they can do it as well.
Because we definitely kill more lions every year than lions kill humans.
Yeah, but if you're out in the wild, this is back to the whole thing about getting eaten by the shark.
Yeah,
if you're in the water, you're going to get hit by a shark. If you're out in the wild, you're getting hit by a lion.
Yeah, but I'm not going hand-to-hand combat with a lion. I'm going, we're smart enough to get a gun to go to the lion. We're not stupid enough to stand and go, I have my bare hands, that's a lot bigger than me, I'm going to try and kill it.
Yeah, but we don't catch every octopus either. There's octopuses that get away.
Well, we catch enough
of
them.
You try and fight a lion.
No, bro, take a chase. Take a chase.
And
yeah, some buzz, but I don't know. Can they turn? Are they quick?
Right, enough animal talk.
Hang on for a second. Tarn is trying to say he can dodge a lion.
Can they turn, like?
How quick do you think you can turn? A lion?
Bro, low sense of gravity, I have, swear to God.
He's saying he can dodge a lion.
I take a corner quick, Alan. Can he take a corner quick, is what I'm asking.
Have you ever seen a lion hunting?
No.
I can tell.
Candy,
I'd love to watch some nature documentaries with you because your mind will be blown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really that interested.
Yeah.
All perception you have of animals is from seeing them in the zoo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they're fucking sloppy and lazy, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'll walk around with a sound. Everyone's like, oh my God, it's an elephant. I'm like, the state of it.
Yeah.
Like, pick the pace up. Do something, juggle. Do you get me?
You're the guy throwing stuff at the animals, like,
yeah, do something.
He's the fella who threw the tennis ball at the hippo.
He died, didn't he? That's not fair.
It's not fair. Any more questions?
Another email here. It's a compliment, lads.
Here we go.
Wouldn't be like you to read one of them out.
I'm gonna put us down here.
I started off the first. Anyway, Graham just says he loved the Sam Miller episodes last week.
Yeah, boys, what a bloke. Can I say that?
He says he's surprised he hadn't heard of him before. There you go.
Yeah,
I thought he was a gent. Genuinely did.
Lovely, lovely fella.
Sam, yeah.
Yeah, I talked to him all day.
Yeah,
I said that one of my favourite parts was when we stopped during the for he used to go to the toilet, and I was just left me and him sitting there, and he just started talking about the world and life, and I was like, this is fucking class.
But hell, boys, a buzzer as well. That's the gas thing about it. Remember when I said, can I ask you about the money? He goes, yeah, I'll fucking kill you. I was like, alright, Sam. Moving on. But
it's the first time we've ever split an episode.
Yeah, it worked well too.
Yeah, I think definitely you wouldn't have been able to put them two together on.
It's one of the maddest stories I've ever heard, but
yeah, it is. And I really hope he ends up getting it put onto the screen, because I think it'll come across very well.
Very intense fella on. A couple of times when I asked a question and he'd pause, probably only a 2 second pause, but you're saying, did I say something wrong there? Yeah. And then he'd just answer you, you're like, oh, thank fuck. Because you had to be careful with wording as well when you're talking to him.
Yeah.
You know
very
what I mean?
Sensitive topic as well. But a lot of people are saying to me, like, fair play just letting him talk. I was like, you'd be stupid to try and cut across him. He's telling such a great story.
Yeah.
You'd be stupid to jump in.
But you'll always get, and I don't mean this in a bad way towards anyone in particular, but you'll always get like a podcast host or an interviewer that steps in and tries to like relay in some sort of way or fucking give an input. And it's like, just let them, do you ever watch an interview or a podcast and you're like, oh, just let them talk, shut up. Do you ever get that? Oh, I'd hate to be that person. Definitely done it before. My ADHD kicks in. Sometimes you just want to keep talking.
Yeah, but there's so many aspects. Like you could sit and talk to him for hours about growing up in Belfast. And then you can talk to him for hours about joining the RA. Talk to him for hours about Long Kesh. You can talk to him for hours about getting into America. Mm. How do you even get into America? That, like, those 4 or 5 topics alone could be their own individual episodes. You know what I mean? There's so much going on in that story.
Yeah. And you didn't really give a lot of detail.
That's only how we got to America. Like, that's the end of part one. You know what I mean? And I love as well how he's not, he's so honest and open about everything. He doesn't care what other people's opinions are, how he come back and he says, like, this is how I feel about the Republican movement now. And how he said that people push back on him saying, what about this? He goes, no, I'm telling you how it is for me. And that's what I loved about it. He took his own stance on it. He didn't follow the crowd. He didn't care what he didn't like stand in line. He was like, no, this is what I think of this topic. And I'm just saying it. This is Sam Miller's opinion. Yeah. And I loved that film. It was great.
Yeah.
But come here, there's 3 episodes set up for Sam Miller. If you haven't listened, go back and listen. You'd be able to.
And one of them is Owen's one. Mm. Unusual Suspects that he did with Sam a couple of years. Owen actually put us onto Sam years ago. So we've wanted him for years.
Yeah, it took a while to get that book.
It was worth it. It was worth the wait. Mm.
It was one of our most listened to.
Yeah, we heard it's one of our biggest opening day.
I think so, yeah.
Ever.
But now that the 3 of them are there together, you can blow through the 3 of them. And I guarantee you, when you press play on the first one, you won't stop until you've finished the last episode. It's not one you're going to be like, oh, I'll come back to that.
Yeah, a lot of people just said the biggest feedback I've seen is, I wanted to listen to more. Do another episode.
Yeah, well, they can listen to all 7 episodes of Unusual Suspects.
There you go. So that's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send any questions or anything you want to Talking Bollocks at goloudnow.com. Sign up to TBX as well. 087-286.
What? No, you don't need to give. They just sign up first, then you give them the phone number.
Sign up to TBX and then
the phone number.
I was going to start guessing it. I'd say sign up to TBX and then we'll give you the phone number and send us voice messages now. Is that right?
Yeah.
Along that line?
Along those lines.
Yeah, the voice messages are good though.
They are good, yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to TBX now to record that. One person slags me in a voice message.
100%.
They're getting rang.
That's that episode. Take us out. Boom. Calvin, I did a hotbox session last week. I'm still thinking about it. That heat just hits different.
Yeah, that proper finish blast followed by the cold plunge. I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal spot as well. Proper escape.
Yeah, I went in wrecked and I came out flouting. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up with your mates or even sweat the fur out.
Yeah, they have a sussed. I was at the one in Meath, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one do you go to?
Dublin, obviously. If you fancy giving it a go, hit up thehotboxonit.ie or check them out on Instagram at thehotboxonit.
And here's a bonus for you. Use the code TALKINBOLLOCKS10 for 10% off your session. You'll thank us later.
Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that,
the hip knocker.
Come down.